We know that the world's leading central bank, the U.S. Federal Reserve, believes that it has an unstated mandate to prop up the U.S. stock market. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. In defending quantitative easing, former chairman Ben Bernanke wrote about its hoped-for impact on the stock market. And last year, in a whistleblowing revelation, the man who was in charge of the Fed's quantitative easing bond buying program revealed that Fed leaders' only obsession seemed to be with the newest survey of financial market expectations or the latest in-person feedback from Wall Street's leading bankers and hedge fund managers. And that's a pretty shocking revelation. But there is more. Details are sketchy, for now anyway, but a Financial Times story reveals that central banks, and this is a quote, central banks around the world, including China's, have shifted decisively into investing in equities as low interest rates have hit their revenues. The report cites a central bank advisory group's research piece finding that the banks hold $29.1 trillion in unspecified market investments. A cluster of central banking investors, according to the report, has become major players on world equity markets. The report cautions that this could potentially contribute to overheated asset prices. The Financial Times writes, central banks' actions aimed at stimulating economies, including quantitative easing, have deliberately sought to push investors into riskier assets, and share prices have risen sharply since 2009, leading to fears of stock market corrections if economic growth disappoints. The report says that what it calls global public investors have added at least $1 trillion in equities to their holdings in recent years. It's important to remember that most central bank assets have been acquired by the alchemy of just printing money. If private investors have been encouraged to buy equities because prices are high, and prices are high because central banks have been driving them up with made-up money, then we have all the makings of a real worldwide Ponzi scheme. And the only people who get out of a Ponzi scheme with profits are those who get out early before the smell of fraud is widely noted. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.